Caitlyn Jenner bashes trans male University of Wyoming sorority sister as a perverted, sexually deviant. By Warner Todd Houston on May 18, 2023. Caitlyn Jenner blasted a University of Wyoming transgender male-to-female student who joined a sorority calling him a perverted, sexually deviant male. A group of seven Kappa Kappa Gamma members have sued their school and sorority after a biological male who claims to be a transgender female student joined the group and began to frighten them with his presence. In their lawsuit, the seven sorority members said they live in constant fear in our home with the student, Artemis Langford, in their presence at their sorority house. The women say that Langford, who reportedly stands 6'2" and weighs 260 pounds, sits in the house staring at them and often becomes sexually aroused in front of them. After that news broke on Monday, Jenner was asked about the situation on Wednesday and said that the trans student is not a woman. "You know what, if you look at those pictures, what I have to say is, he is a perverted, sexually deviant male. I'm sorry, Artemis Langford, you are not a woman and you do not belong in women's spaces," Jenner told Fox host Sandra Smith. Watch the latest video at foxnews.com. Jenner went on to decry the woke agenda in both sports and education. "I was listening to Fox News the other night and Clay Travis, I think, put it just perfectly. He says living in this world, equality really, really has become inequality, and it's so true because the women are not being protected here, and that is a shame. You know, I've been fighting this woke world for a long time," Jenner said. "Obviously in sports, we know how that's been going for the last couple of years, trying to protect women's sports, and now in a sorority. And you know, you got to fight back all this BS every day, tooth and nail," Jenner added. The students who filed the lawsuit also insisted that men cannot become women. "An adult human male does not become a woman just because he tells others that he has a female gender identity and behaves in what he believes to be a stereotypically female manner," reads the legal complaint filed in the U.S. District Court for Wyoming. The women suing the school also allege that the sorority violated its own rules by allowing Langford to join in the first place. In one instance, the lawsuit says that Kappa Kappa Gamma waived its 2.6 grad point average to accept a pledge when they allowed Langford, who only had a 1.96 average, to join. And in another case, the lawsuit alleges that sorority officials pressured sisters to vote in favor of letting Langford join and even forced students to vote publicly using their email addresses instead of anonymously, as is the usual practice, according to Cowboy State Daily. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.